You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the cool again, stupid.
Mbappe is the new king of the World Cup, and when he was asked about how he feels about being the greatest player on earth at the moment, overtaking Messi and Ronaldo, he said, and I can't believe he even said this in English, he said, "Today's episode is brought to you by AutoZone." Get in the zone. AutoZone. Let's go.
Wow, that was the loudest interview we've ever done because
you keep saying I'm loud.
Because your levels were showing on my mic and on Harry's mic as well.
Bro, on Harry's mic?
Bro, you're getting...
I'm too loud. I am popping up on Harry's mic. Does someone mess with the DBs? I don't know what that means.
Alexis is louder than ever. Welcome. We're getting just progressively louder throughout the World Cup.
Bro, by the end of this, we're just going to be two 40-year married couple people on the Jersey Shore.
Yes,
yes.
Hon, bring me a water.
Did you know today was the 13-year anniversary since the Jersey Shore aired on MTV?
No.
Bro.
For some reason, my Jersey Shore memorial calendar didn't come in the mail.
Well, saw that on Twitter. Figured I'd share it with the rest of the audience.
I'm sure they're all really appreciative.
What's good, everybody?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Yes, it is. The Cooligans World Cup daily. We're doing it again. People have been like, hey, guys, can you stop doing this show every day?
And we're like, well, it's called daily for a reason, dude. Why you think we called it daily not to do it daily?
Okay. It isn't a mistake that we show up at the studio day in and day out.
Bro, I keep saying I'll see you tomorrow. And guess what? We keep coming in the next day.
But people, we've been getting a lot of good feedback. People are enjoying this daily dose of the Cooligans.
You know what I want to do? We haven't done this in a while. I want to say hello to you. How you guys doing out there? Huh? How's everything? How are they treating you these days?
Okay, wow.
How's work? How's the kids?
Look at that. Man, Alexis really cares.
Bro, remember that thing your neighbor did that upset you? They still doing that?
Hopefully you sort it out. Hopefully you sort it out in therapy. It's all good.
Why in therapy? No, go talk to your neighbor, dude.
Just bring a blunt object. That's all.
Or bring a blind.
Obviously, two more big matches in the round of 16 that we will go through. Obviously, when it comes to...
I went to high school with a kid, by the way.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad you stopped me for this.
100%. Because what are you doing? Well, we're very excited for today's episode. Shut up. I went to high school with a kid who started a rap group by himself.
A rap group by himself.
You heard exactly what I said. Kinda he started a rap group, but nobody else wanted to be in it. Mm. Terrible rapper. Great name. Blunt Force Drama.
Blunt Force Drama.
Great name. Nobody wanted to get on board because he was such a bad rapper.
BFD.
Yeah. He's a big fucking deal. Blunt Force Drama. Great name, Harry. Good name? There you go. He loves it. That's it.
My rap.
Harry, is it a good name? That was him. That was him.
My rap name is going to be Dramatic Brain Injury. So, you're going to buy my EP? Y'all gonna listen?
Yeah, don't put it too loud or you might get a DMI. So dumb.
Okay. I was trying to do the show, do a proper football show, and Alexis chose to go in a different direction. But let's...
What are we, the nerds in sport coats?
Wow. Damn, didn't realize we were gonna be subtweeting.
Bro, we need a...
Let's go. France took on Poland and England took on Senegal.
Guess who won?
not too much of a surprise when it came to the results. France obviously won 3-1 against Poland and England 3-0.
Now that we've seen more games, I can honestly say there is no team or there's no national team squad that is as impressive as France is in this World Cup.
Well,
they're not perfect. They have some defensive issues.
They're as closest to perfect as you can get
in this World Cup.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they did not have Mbappe, how different would this team be?
We wouldn't even be talking about him right now. What is that even out of your mind?
He is. I mean, like they say, a cheat code. It is feeling like the, you know how in the NBA. You got one guy that's just an absolute baller, absolute star, and you can win a championship on his shoulders.
Yes.
And Mbappe.
You can't do that in soccer until now.
Kylian Mbappe showed up and did literally the NBA 2K creator player. He's that guy for soccer.
A couple weeks ago, I was like, what you guys don't understand about soccer is that it's a team sport. You can't just have one star out there. And I'm usually right. In this case, no. I am wrong.
He is, I mean, directly making, I mean, he's the reason why there's an extra 2 goals for France or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, not even just him scoring, just the influence that he has on the game.
He got scored the assist. 18 goals in the last 16 international games. That's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy. And this is a tough thing because you always see a lot of announcers, especially when it's African players, black players, they highlight the
pace and power,
the athleticism, the power and pace.
No.
You can't. And so it becomes a little bit of a, not, you know, a little dog whistly, just like not really highlighting.
You know what it is? It's the fallback to having done your research or giving credit for tactical awareness.
Exactly. Because a lot of players are, especially if you're at the World Cup stage, you didn't get there by just being fast. You know what I mean? You also have to.
You earn it.
You're an incredibly intellectual footballer, right? But Kylian Mbappe is just one of these guys that, he's technically gifted.
Yes.
But his pace and power is pretty crazy. Yeah.
He's also pretty blazingly fast. You know
you can't, I don't want to not be able to highlight that because it's pretty incredible.
Right.
That ball that he sent, I think it might have been Matty Cash who they had a great 1v1. I mean, you know, Matty Cash lost on the end of that, but
as anyone else would, Matty, it got nothing to do with you. Hey,
nobody's mad at you.
No.
Did you ever see Matty Cash did Ben Foster's podcast, The Cycling Goalkeeper?
I gotta see it.
But it's very good because Matty Cash, obviously, I believe, born in England, right? Mm-hmm. He's very English accent. But there was just a great moment when he found out that he was even eligible to play for Poland. He was like, "Oh, really? I could play." Like, it just like and
right, I'm gonna go Poland,
But it was awesome hearing him how he got like ingratiated with the team, and a lot of the guys spoke English. Everybody speak English, but he doesn't speak Polish. Right. So he was just talking about that, being a part of the team. And it's sort of similar to U.S. players deal with the same thing, right? That have American descent. And Jordan Peacock doesn't speak English very well, whatever. But it was just an interesting story. Highly recommend people check it out. But Matty Cash, he got ate up. I mean, as most people do by Kylian Mbappe. But there was that one time he sent Mbappe receives the ball, kicks it.
Kicks it to the right of the player.
4 or 5 yards ahead of the defender.
And the defender's closer to it.
Yeah. He is.
It looked like a bad touch until fifth gear was engaged.
My man Mbappe hit the NOS button.
Bro, Mbappe lives his life a quarter mile at a time, dude. Because he took off.
Yeah. He unbelievable. Just,
the thing is, it's that he's a extremely gifted player, has the footballing IQ of someone much older, much more experienced than him.
Yeah.
But then he's also gifted with, I can do this crazy thing because I'm gonna get to the ball before anybody else.
Yeah, and you see how all the legendary footballers, especially even the French ones, Zinedine Zidane, just a technically unbelievable. Just like the first touches, the receiving ball, the passes.
He's got the foot of an angel.
Just absolutely beautiful. You know, whatever.
The hairline of a devil, but the foot.
Henri. I mean, like even...
The smoothest human being ever created. And, Thierry Henry.
And, but Mbappe is this weird combination of all these French footballers, yes, dude. It's crazy.
You know how like the Power Rangers all came into the
world? No, I never seen it. What's that one?
So it's like a red one, a green one, a white one.
Yo, RIP Tommy.
Yeah, green, dude. Green and white. Well,
green and white. Yeah, bro, man. You watched it. Don't.
I know. I'm sitting here talking about it, bro.
Okay, yeah, you didn't like,
I knew enough about it.
If it wasn't a Scorsese film, you know, while Alexis was 4 years old, he wasn't watching it.
No, but the whole time I'm thinking, how are these kids not getting kicked out of school? The whole time, bro. I go to one vending machine. I'm in trouble. They call my mom, bro. Your son's not in class. These kids are out fighting war beasts no one else sees. And also, you kick the dude in the chest and they disappear. Why are you swinging at the face for? You know what to do. It's so stupid.
Oh, there it is.
Broken
Power Rangers. Put it in their place.
Apparently, those kids did not get paid any money. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently that
not any.
No, like they got paid like something like $1,500 for the season.
Yikes.
And they forced them all to film it like in 3 weeks.
Yeah. The one thing I've realized this when I got older, I did not know Power Rangers was like a Japanese show. So all the fight scenes,
you couldn't tell that when all the creatures were together, they were
I was a kid. What do you mean? I'm supposed to know this as a child?
It looked like a kung fu film. None of their mouths matched the thing they were saying.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there were some characters. Obviously, the villain. Well, I forgot her name. Queen, whatever. But
I'm just gonna my mother-in-law's name.
I remember Zordon. Remember Zordon? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway. So I didn't know that.
Zordon was what, the face?
Yeah, the face. So I didn't know that as a kid. I'm sorry. I was a stupid kid, according to Alexis.
Apparently, dude. You and I live such different lives.
I learned when I was a little bit older. But okay.
33 years old. It was what?
So, what were we talking about? Ninja Turtles. Kylian Mbappe.
So, yes. Okay, Kylian Mbappe. I'm willing to say this. I've been right about a lot of things when it comes to football. Shut up, Harry. Don't laugh.
Have you seen the comments, bro? I don't think it.
Oh, who cares about the comments? They're not visionaries, you feel me? Okay? I've been right about a lot. I'm willing to say I'm going to be right about this. Ladies and gentlemen, the crown has been passed. Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, saying about you no more. This World Cup has shown the world Messi's now the GOAT. I'm sorry, Mbappe's now the GOAT.
What are you right about?
Mbappe is now the GOAT. Mbappe is now the number one. He is now the king of this sport. This World Cup is his absolute planting the flag. It is it. It is done. Yo, Mbappe, it's yours now.
Wow.
Take care of it, please.
I just really want to applaud you for the incredibly bold stance you are taking. Just the fact that you are willing to risk it all.
No one else sees it.
for such a controversial take.
I remember an interview by the great Wayne Gretzky, a peer of mine, essentially. And he said the reason he was so good at the sport is because he could see two or three steps ahead. And what I thought was impressive is that they skate. They don't take steps.
Wow. You really you're going to call out Wayne Gretzky on a little bit of flawed logic.
Yeah. Maybe you've been punched in the head too many times in this little skating. In the figure skating with sticks, you guys call hockey.
But this game, the game against Poland, provided a lot of fun moments.
Well, remember, Mbappe came out and he said specifically that he prefers playing with Giroud over Benzema.
Yes.
Which was like, no one even asked you, bro. Why are you throwing Benzema under a bus? They're like, hey, how's the hotel in Qatar? And he goes, I prefer playing with Giroud over Benzema. This bond that they've created.
Yes. Because Giroud, he gets the assist. Oh, I mean, he gets the goal after the assist from Mbappe. So it was a great play.
Becomes the leader, the French, the highest scoring Frenchman of all time.
Correct. So he is currently, I believe, at 52 goals.
Took over Giroud, Henri.
took over Henri. He's still so, and this was a thing that was highlighted. He's the highest goal scorer for men's football in France. Eugénie Le Sommet is the leading goal scorer for France.
Love that name.
Great name. Obviously played at OL Reign. She absolutely. She had the she had the double the cutback twice.
Yes. No,
put the defender on the floor. But this is one of the best moments of this World Cup so far.
Right. This is when Giroud and Mbappe made out, right?
But if you're listening to this, we're looking at the photo of Olivier Giroud holding, caressing.
He's
carrying Kylian Mbappe.
Now, it looks like there's three arms. You can't see the other person in this.
There is.
Is it Rabiot?
No, it's Theo Hernandez.
Okay. Theo Hernandez is also there. So, Giroud is holding, like you would hold a large baby. This would be the moment you decide, you know what? This isn't a carrying baby anymore. But the kid's too big.
It's quite.
You got both your hands under his butt, but Mbappe has both his hands on the back of Giroud's head.
It is one of the most, a lot of people have been making they made the notebook.
Yes.
Use this as the cover of the notebook. It looks similar to it. But this is
cool. It's like if Jack survived in the Titanic and they found each other on the shore.
Correct.
This is how he would hold Kate Winslet.
It is a beautiful image.
But you know what's so beautiful about this is that they have struck up an incredible partnership with incredible chemistry, like we have.
Correct. And you asked this question on Twitter.
And I said, yo, why don't Christian Polanco hold me like this?
Bro, and that's a great question because everybody's wondering, what would that look like?
Right.
And we know exactly what it would look like.
Now, I think the problem here is, one, I look great. Two, I don't think there's enough pain in your face, bro. But what it would be like for you to hoist me up. Because in this scenario, I've jumped on you.
Yeah.
So you need a back strength. You need I-beams to one, catch me.
A back brace, some sort of support system, a pulley system, if you will.
Maybe three or four jibs, you know what I mean? Hoisting you in the air to stop your legs, your quad muscles from absolutely exploding.
Shout out to Harry for making this. Well done. It was a great moment.
You know what's weird is Harry just had these photos of us on his phone.
Whoa.
That's the weirdest part. Harry's like, no, dude, I made it.
You really hid your obsession well in the interview.
Wow, dude. When he said he's a fan, he means it.
So when I saw it, when after the goal happened and I saw this, there was a little bit of we know what Qatar is like. We know the no public displays of affection.
Oh, you thought, is this gone too far?
Yeah, I was like, it hasn't gone far enough.
Bro, yeah?
Go for it, fellas.
Buddy, get in there.
I'm going to make out with you out of protest.
Yo, put your tongue in there and swim around a little bit.
Okay.
Mbappe?
Let them know.
And what I love is that the entire universe, every heterosexual woman in the universe and some dudes are like picking one side, be like, oh, go ahead and Mbappe, do what I've always wanted to do. And then there's a lot of people going, go ahead, Giroud, do what I've always wanted to do. And there's like one trucker going, go ahead, fella, do what I've always wanted to do. Yeah.
No, so it's
what I refuse to tell my family.
Beautiful to see. You love to see it. But yeah, not only was that beautiful, but Mbappe's two goals as well.
The one was just an absolute. Chesney couldn't stop it. Chesney's whole family couldn't stop it. Chesney's vacation home going into the goddamn goal.
I just saw
this
on Twitter. I wish I would have pulled it up, but somebody made an image of a football pitch, and it shows like three sections. Obviously, the center of the pitch and the two thirds, the other two thirds.
Okay,
And the left side of the pitch, like Chesney's goal, says. Chesney, please save this. And the other end of the other third, the final third, says Lewandowski, please score a goal. And then the middle just says, learn how to play football. Because Poland,
did play better than I expected, though.
They did, but it's France, so like it probably could have been worse, the result. But Poland, and a couple people have said this, but Poland. Were essentially the worst team that made it to the round of 16, and a point. Usually, like Mexico fans were kind of like saying that like this was just such a poor performance. Not to say that Mexico would have done any better.
Dude, Amelia's tweet was the best. She put like, damn, it could have been Mexico being run all over like this.
Well, Poland were really—they were bad in the group stage, and they looked—you know—it was fitting. But then they did get a consolation goal. They got a little retry,
a little Lewandowski,
you know, a little pity goal because
Lewandowski hit that.
a very odd.
This is what I love about that. When I saw this picture, I was like, "Oh, this got to be because she looked like she's about to kick."
We're looking at a photo of a little girl playing hopscotch at home. And this was a little bit similar to Lewandowski's run-up. He is such a lethal striker that you
don't need all this.
He don't need to do all this. I'm sure he has enough pace and power to put some put a good penalty, bro.
Yeah, now you've seen his dancing. He ain't got that. But what I love about it is, like, Lewandowski is probably the purest number nine in the game.
Yeah.
Pure number nine. It's like if someone's like, yo, I got that A1 Wagyu, and I covered it in ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing, bro? I don't need all this. The meat's good on its own, you know?
Yeah, it was unnecessary.
What's that New Orleans seasoning? Tony Chattery's or something like that?
You got me.
It's incredible, but it's like, you don't need to put this on a Wagyu steak.
Okay.
It's like that.
All right.
Harry, you don't even know anything?
The seasoning?
Tony Chattery's or Old something
Bay?
Like that?
No, it's Old not Bay, that. Yeah, Old Bay. We know Old
well,
Bay.
Well, now everyone knows Harry's white. You revealed yourself, Harry.
So rough go for Poland. And
best part of this game, though, is all of a sudden we found out that there's a dumb rule. You can get a red card for taking your shirt off. Well, you get a second yellow for taking your shirt off, which I think is stupid. Even more stupid, you can't wear drip on a pitch.
Right. So Jules Koundé
got caught sneaking the drip, dude.
I mean, why hate on this man?
So we want no waviness on the field?
He played for approximately 40 minutes with the chain. And as soon as I saw the chain, because he had some tackle or something, they did a close-up on him. And
even the announcer was like, whoa.
The ops are watching at all times.
Bro, Poland got their eyes out.
Because
when you saw the painted in hairline in front of the cornrows, you knew he was going to wear the dress.
That's not painted in.
That's 100% painted in. Look at that. Look at where the cornrows are.
No, he had a fro.
No. None of that. Bro, you zoom in on this or get another photo of him. Look at that. None of that hair is attached to anything.
How you going
cornrow?
Yeah, why are you hating?
Bro, I'm not hating anything, but why are you going to cornrow only 98% of your hair?
Because the hair might be too short in the front. Bro.
If he had a fro, how's it too short in the front?
He might have, I don't know.
He went to the same place LeBron went to.
He might have cut it. He might have gotten a haircut or something like that. Bro, that's proper hair. What would he do? He had a ton of hair. You don't need to do all this.
Bro, find another photo of him. That's what the ice is for, to distract.
This is the other. Okay, this is probably a little bit close. That's Alexis.
No, look. Yo, actually, it might be. That might be implanted, bro.
Ridiculous, bro.
He's pushing the baby hairs forward. That's
proper hair, that's all.
All right, whatever. Duh. Look. What's it? But if you notice one of the chains, I think why he had to take it off. Do you notice one of the chains?
Rainbow.
It's a rainbow. You didn't see this?
I didn't see it. No, we're zooming in. But yeah, you can see
I can't see what it says.
I think
though.
It says his name, to my knowledge. I feel like that's what somebody said, but it's in rainbow like lettering. All right.
Look at this.
Well done,
so
sir.
Koundé with a protest. Protest.
If it didn't, regardless if it was a rainbow or not, they would have told him to take off the chain. But
which is a dumb rule.
I mean, it's not.
You know who agrees with me? Memphis Depay, probably.
Okay. I think.
Also, can I give a shout out to a very important section of Twitter, Black Twitter, who, you know, a lot of the people tweeting about this did not know who Memphis Depay was, but they saw that, you know, they did the Antonio Brown dance.
Yeah.
And people were like, wait a minute. Did he just do the Antonio Brown dance?
Should I know this man?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Did he hit the Antonio Brown dance on us? And someone put like, yo, did he just us right now?
The Dutch got swag?
Yeah.
Bro, chill out.
And my favorite part was, did you see, he posted a screen cap of a conversation with Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Where he was like, I was screaming, you know, congratulations. None of that's true. And he's like, who y'all got next? Like, he ain't paying attention to this.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, If some people may not be aware, but Memphis Depay did date
Lori Harvey,
which is Steve Harvey's
daughter. Just broke Michael B. Jordan's heart. And Michael B. Jordan is from?
I have no idea where he's from.
Guess where he's from if I would know it.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm kidding.
Guess where he'd be from?
He's from Newark, New Jersey.
No, he's from Newark, New Jersey, bro.
Newark. I love
bro,
it.
Bro, have some respect. That man went to Science High, bro.
Science High?
Bro, are
you kidding
me?
Sounds like a fake school. Yo,
hey, guess what? They ain't doing no science. If you go there, this is what the teacher says.
Oh, my fucking God.
Bro, well, okay. Well, all right. Good for him.
You know we have a math high, science high. Getting high. What's up, Newark?
Wow. I didn't know Newark was in Woodstock.
We supply Woodstock.
There was the other, I don't think we...
England, Senegal. Is that what?
No. The other Memphis Depay did tweet and used the image of
Charles Barkley.
And
he said, all bark, no bite, which is a play on Charles Barkley. It's corny.
It's a little bit corny.
It's corny like his songs, bro.
It looked like he was trying to drop a bar.
Right?
And it just...
He thought he ate. That boy's starving,
It didn't really work, bro. You're an unbelievable footballer, bro.
Yeah, no, well, yo, unbelievable is a bit much.
You're better than me. Better than Lexus. I'm not going to say.
You know what? Look, I said I'm a visionary. I'm about to say something else. That's crazy. Memphis Depay, you, sir, are better at the sport than me.
Okay. So, but
I got 1.5 knees.
All I'm saying, Lee, you want us to write your tweets, your puns?
Yo, you need bits. You come to us,
happy,
bro.
Happy to help, sir.
Aren't you supposed to put punchlines in your songs? You hide it with all that French or whatever it is you speak in. Dutch, what are you speaking in? Dutch? What is that?
Damn, bro. You didn't have to disrespect him like that.
I forgot what you're doing out there, bro.
Oh, did you see Ricardo Pepi? Did you see this video?
No.
I just saw this a moment ago. Let me see if I can find it. Ricardo Pepi apparently lost a bet. And there is a video going around of him at a nightclub in Holland. He had to put on
the orange.
He had to wear the Netherlands kit. A lot of people were
dance on a pole.
So look, he's clearly laughing about it. A lot of people think that this, like, he's sort of
being disrespectful to the Americans.
Yeah, for not being called up, but he did lose a bet. So it is what it is.
I could have used him and PFOC out there. That's for damn sure.
For real, bro. Obviously, big wins for France. That's where we were going. Let's move on to England against Senegal. England, it looked a little scary for the first, 20 minutes.
Senegal found the game, though.
They did?
Yeah.
Pickford had to make a huge save.
Huge save.
Early in the game. But once things settled, England...
I think once a goal was scored, it was just over. I mean, the thing about Senegal is they were an incredible team that found those moments, but it reminded me a lot of U.S. versus Netherlands. You got it when you get those easy chances or you get those chances in front of goal, you got to find a way to score. If you don't, you're going to give England too much time to get back into the game, and that's exactly what happened. And once they did... Senegal had to play so attacking. There was just all this open space.
Yeah.
And it was cooking season, boy.
Yeah, but big game from Jude Bellingham, who got the assist.
Bellingham had a big game. Saka had a big game. Harry Kane finally scored, not from a penalty spot. It was impressive.
Yeah, Jordan Henderson.
Jordan Henderson, the first goal.
You
and I were like, who just scored?
Literally, when the ball went in and we're watching the play live, I was like, is that Declan Rice all the way up front? I'm like, what's he doing up there?
Why is Harry Kane running like that?
He's looking a little bit
so confused.
Looking a little bit different. But no, Jordan Henderson. Who a lot of people were upset that, not upset, but like...
No, people were upset that he was starting. People were upset that, who was it that got taken out?
That didn't get called up?
Yeah, that didn't get, didn't start in this game.
Calvin Phillips or...
that started the last match. Not Phil Foden. Who was it?
We got James Maddison. Who else? Who would it be?
I can't remember now, but people were up in arms.
Mason Mount did come into the game. Yeah, yeah.
People were so upset that he didn't start. And it was so funny to me because as soon as you start to see the team score, all of a sudden the English people are like, man, this guy, Gareth Southgate, makes every right decision.
Absolutely brilliant.
I've never questioned him once in my life.
The one thing...
Rashford.
Right.
It was Rashford. Everyone's like, he's got to start. He was incredible.
Yeah.
And I thought he needed to start too, but they didn't even, I mean, they used him. They brought him in the 65th minute, but you know.
So, Phil Foden started. And we have to highlight Raheem Sterling obviously didn't play in this game.
They said for family reasons, but there's a rumor going around that his house was burgled, which apparently is the way you say it.
All right.
Did you not know that?
It makes me hungry.
Yeah, I know, right? I heard it was a smash burgle, dude.
No, we don't know the details. That was the rumor that we heard that his home was burglarized. So we don't know exactly what happened. But obviously, we hope he's okay. He's okay and his family. I don't know how serious it is for him to have to leave Qatar
seems
and go
like
back
a
home.
Big deal.
So it seems like it's pretty serious. So we are definitely wishing for the best for him and
him
his family.
And Ben White as well. We still don't know what's going on with Ben White.
Yeah.
But we hope that everything's okay.
Yeah, so unfortunate to hear. But yes, England were absolutely dominant.
Also, can I just say something? If this is his house getting robbed, bro, like England got to – what are we doing? First of all, if you're a footballer, if you ever go away for an away match, a vacation, or a World Cup, or Euros, whatever it is, to just get a bunch of angry guard dogs. That's it. I don't know what else.
They have to be angry.
Yeah. You don't happy. Like if it's 10 of your dogs, they'll just play with the burglars. Okay. They'll also be like, yo, come over here.
My dog will love a burglar to death.
Oh my God. Dude. The burglar would be like, I'm going to shoot this dog just because it's so goddamn nice, bro. It won't leave me alone. You got to have guard dogs. You got to do this. Also, England, do better, bro. You can't be robbing your players' homes.
I mean, it's...
These guys are going playing for your nation, bro.
I agree. I mean, look, but you know, for some reason, criminals don't listen when you tell them stop robbing people. You would think they would, you know, get through.
there's the misstep in my approach.
I don't know. It's just what's unfortunate is that we're hearing this pretty often. We know the Dele Alli one. It's happened a few too many times. I mean, once is too many times. But
look, let me put on my NORCAT. It's a good jug. You know what I mean? Like, if you've seen other people get away with it, you're going to be like, oh, this is smart.
Yeah.
If I can find out where they live and I know that they're not there, I don't have to hurt the player.
I guess
Dele Alli was home when he got burgled.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm using burgled correctly.
Burglarized, I think, is the word.
I think burgled works. Burgled's a word, right?
I'm not sure.
you're just gonna, Harry, you're just gonna let me through this for 20 minutes?
It happens. It happens to American athletes, but very, very rarely.
Very rarely.
I just think
there's also a lot more guns out here. Like, you'd be afraid.
Guns are probably a part of it, but there's also like a gated community type thing. You're not even getting close to like a very famous athlete's home.
Right.
I feel like that's pretty rare. So you hate seeing stuff like this. That's the main thing. So we hope, Raheem, and everybody's and his family.
If that's what really happened.
Exactly. Anything else that was notable in this game?
Was France your favorite before this game?
I think after the first round of matches, I said Spain because
they
demolished, Costa Rica. But right as after those second round of matches, it feels like France are probably easily the strongest team of the teams remaining. So
would they be the first team to back to back the World Cup?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever won two World Cups in a row.
Didn't Brazil do it?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I know it's something like since 2006. France is the first team to make it to the knockout stage after winning the World Cup. So there is a little bit of a curse after you win of not even getting out of the group stage. So.
They certainly did.
Italy.
Italy won it twice. Oh, and Brazil.
Yeah.
Italy won it in 34 and 38. Are we even counting that?
Bro, I was a little wee lad back then. Bro, I was there.
Just kicking around a medicine ball. Brazil managed it in 1958 and 1962.
Yeah,
and the Netherlands lost two consecutive World Cup finals in 74, 78.
Pelé was on both of those teams or one of those teams?
I think
teams?
Just the second one.
Yeah, I don't remember. But also,
please.
The news about Pelé is also really unfortunate as well. He is now, I think, in end-of-life care due to, obviously, been battling cancer for a long time. You hate to see it. And, I think a lot of people are now, a lot of people have even been saying, like, they hope he can last long enough to see Brazil maybe in the final, maybe win the whole thing. But yeah, unfortunate. Yeah, and it the news came out from his daughter Kelly Nascimento, who we worked with a little bit.
Yeah.
We were part of a charity like panel thing that we did. And she's an
super cool.
Awesome lady. Yeah, yeah. It was really cool to like kind of just hear stories about her dad and stuff like that. But I know it's obviously a very difficult time for the
family
right now.
There's a great video. I think I retweeted it. You might have to find it. But there's a great video on Twitter that I saw. I'm sure it's on everything. But it says, whatever your favorite football player is doing now, Pele did it first. And literally, like the Cruyff turn, Pele did it like years before him. You know, cutbacks, he did. Every move, things that Messi is doing now that we're like, oh my God, this is incredible. There's video of Pele having done it years before.
Even Balotelli, the why always me, sure, Pele did that first, bro.
Bro, people don't know this. Actually, I looked it up. Pele was part of 1958, 1962.
Okay.
So Pele, in 1958, when he scored the winning goal, he lifted his shirt and it said, man in the mirror.
Okay.
People don't know that.
He also said, and it's called soccer.
Yeah. Which is, what? I mean, this guy could tell the future, I think.
No, absolute legend, man. Yeah, hoping for the
first
best,
one
man.
To dab after a goal, too.
Pele did the gritty first. I don't know about it. Y'all just ain't really looking at the old YouTube clip.
Yeah. You just ain't see it because it's black and white. You just don't look at it, yo. You're missing out.
Legend, bro. Okay.
Dude, I don't know if you know this, but Pele actually babysat Meg Thee Stallion. People don't know this. It's true. And he whispered her in her ear when he was in her crib, "You're a savage." And that's here we are today.
That's
dude.
The one reference I did not expect. I didn't think we were going to get there, but all right. Okay. So we know the obviously those two winners.
What? You want to talk about what Arsene Wenger said?
What did Arsene Wenger say?
You didn't hear what he said?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he said that all the teams that didn't do a political protest or didn't make any political statements did better in the World Cup than those who did.
I mean, you know, there were players and teams that wanted to. England wanted to do the one
they did
love
in their own ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Koundé obviously did it by wearing drip out on the pitch. Everyone does it their own
the
way.
The U.S. wore the, they put the rainbow in the crest at their training ground and stuff like that. Look, there's a lot of people that are mocking, especially Germany, you know, taking photos with their hands over their mouths.
And then they get bumped out.
Yeah, it's still childish. I mean, it's like I don't really pay that much attention to it. It's just a childish kind of response. Oh, you lost? You lost because you are supportive of LGBT people. Like
that's like the same thing like when that priest said that gay marriage caused hurricanes.
Right, right.
Same.
Sure.
Remember how stupid we thought that guy was?
He's my favorite weatherman. What a meteorologist.
Man, his barometer is way off, dude.
What are you measuring exactly, bro?
No one knows what this barometer thing does, dude.
I don't think rulers help with figuring out the rain, all right?
Yeah.
So, so we know now in the quarterfinal, we have Netherlands facing Argentina, which is going to be
incredible game.
A good match. A real tactical battle. It's going to be interesting. But then we have England against France. So that's going to be a wild one.
So all of the English fans, looking at you, Jamal, get your jokes off now. Because Mbappe's coming.
Yeah, bro. France. I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to favor France here, right?
What are you talking about?
I feel like the
you think Jordan Henderson is scoring against France?
So that's going to be a good one. I'm excited about that game. So tomorrow we have Japan against Croatia and Brazil, South Korea.
I know I said that I thought France might be the winner, but the winner of Japan versus Croatia plays the winner of Brazil versus South Korea. So unless South Korea's got a lot more magic left to happen, it looks like it's going to be Brazil versus Japan or Croatia. Which is, that's Brazil could start their B squad.
Brazil would have a favorable road to the final.
To the semifinal, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
go back to the bracket.
Here we go.
No, because then they play probably Argentina.
Which is what everybody wants to see.
That's an incredible game right there. Is the eternal derby.
Yeah, that would be the semifinal.
The eternal rivalry.
So that would be a good one. But you know what? Bro, if there's some unbelievable upsets and Japan defeats Croatia and South Korea wins against Brazil, A Japan, South Korea?
Bro.
Quarterfinal? Dog.
The geopolitically, that would be one of the wilder.
That is would be a spicy quarterfinal.
A little wasabi.
Okay. It's what, wasabi versus kimchi?
No, versus tteokbokki, bro. That's spicy.
I'm not as well versed. I try my best with foods.
You ain't on that.
Kimchi's also very good. Yeah, I had it this
kimchi's
morning.
Kimchi's incredible. It's not spicy. What you had it this morning?
Isn't it spicy? I had it with breakfast.
Why you eating kimchi? It's good for your stomach.
Okay, so why is it so ridiculous
this
that
is
I
why,
had it?
Hold on. Tell me your breakfast, please.
I had avocado toast with egg.
What?
Some
how
vegetables.
Was the egg? Poached?
No, the egg was not poached. It was over easy. Sunny side up.
In what? Fried in what oil?
I don't know. Like coconut oil.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Because he's a healthy dude, Harry. I can't picture his breakfast being good.
I'm with you on the kimchi for breakfast.
I know, yeah, I love kimchi for breakfast, but did you expect him to say that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I thought he had a rice cake and air. So you had avocado toast, fried egg, impressive, the word fried is in there,
okay,
and kimchi on the side, and that's it?
And some mixed vegetables. Wow, what
it's good for your stomach, kimchi. But it, you know, kimchi's the kind of thing that when you eat it, it takes everything off the walls, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you suggesting that your poops do not stink?
Oh no, I know mine. but I mean, you know,
I would
the healthy food tends to lead to a smellier poop. Well, no, because the shitty food has preservatives in it.
I'm gonna check with my nutritionist wife on this ridiculous don't assumption.
Get home, babe. I've been asking about stinky poops.
We're talking about poop quality, all right?
Not quality, poop pungency. It's very different. You also probably have a better poop quality.
I'm sure I do. No, yeah, it doesn't take me 2 hours to have one bowel movement.
1 hour and I'm naked. I like to relax, folks.
Okay? It is an ordeal every morning.
No,
this
it is
dude.
Not. It is very simple. I wake up and I take a shit for an hour. This kid, when we had to share a room, this kid would be like, are you done yet? I have to pee. I'm still doing it in the tub. I'm in minute 20. I'm here for another 40. Go to the lobby.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, people, it's not news. I mean, it might be news to some new people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For those of you who just joined.
Yeah, Alexis has a very poor large intestine.
No, I don't. I flush my system, and then I'm good to the next day. This kid's like a ghost. I don't even know when he goes. I think he squats behind the couch.
Okay. So, yes, tomorrow, those matches, we're going to be back tomorrow doing another episode, World Cup Daily. We also might be a little bit of a surprise tomorrow, but who knows? There may be. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. Might be a little hint, but it was a little surprise. These shows are just getting livelier and wilder, and you know.
What was the over-under on me talking about poop on the World Cup Daily? Some people had a day,
I mean,
too.
Let's go to DraftKings. Is there a, is there a parlay on Alexis poops?
Dude, if Duke would have beat Washington State, I would have made $1,200 because Alexis talked about poop before the 10th episode.
You gotta take that payout quickly. Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us for another wild episode of the Cooligans World Cup Daily. We appreciate you. Make sure you follow at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. On TikTok, TikTok is blowing up, bro. We're going crazy.
We're getting wild amount of comments, bro. Get in there and defend us, will you?
We could use the support.
Harry, burgled the word, yes or no?
It is.
Hey!
Yeah, burgled is a word. Alexis.
Apparently, I went to English High in Newark, New Jersey.
I got a word. Everybody?
Are you as impressed as I am?
So, yes, follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it and we will see you tomorrow.
Wait, before we say goodbye, thank you, Rafael Rubio. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen that thread on Twitter and it's on Instagram as well, shout out to Rafael.
You guys are the best.
Super, super dope. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.